This meeting is being recorded.
One minute is coming.
साइड में है ऐसा नहीं है
हाँ आपका स्वास्थ्य
Is it true? I don't think so.
We will start the call.
Yeah.
Good evening and welcome to the Just Engineering Q2 FY23 Earnings Conference. Before we proceed to the call, let me remind you that the discussion may contain forward-looking statements that may involve known or unknown risks, uncertainties, and other factors. It must be viewed in conjunction with our business risks that could cause future result performance or achievements to differ significantly from what it is expressed or implied by such forward-looking statements. Please note that we have mailed the results and same are available on the company's website. In case if you are not received the same, you can write to us and we will be happy to send the same over to you. To ask questions, please select the raise hand option. We will call out your name and then request you to unmute yourself and ask the question. Please note, question on a chat box will not be monitored on an active basis. To take us through the results and answer your questions today, we have the top management of Just Engineering Limited, represented by Mr. Pratik Patel, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Dharmendra Jain, Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Axel Schutte, Director. We will start the call with a brief overview of the quarter gone past and then conduct a Q&A session. With that said, I will now hand over the call to Mr. Pratik Patel. Over to you, sir.
Good evening, everybody. Thanks for spending your time and attending this call on the first half yearly comes second quarter results of Just Engineering Limited. I'm pleased to present to you the financials of the quarter. I will go directly to the financials because the standard presentation format also has details about the product and about the company. So rather than going through the same, I will go from the products and the market share of the product. So that is it. Okay. So I will start from this slide so that it gives you an idea of what we have done in the H1 2023. Water control gate business is around 42% in H1 as compared to financial year 22 when it was 50%. 50% was for the full year. Right? This year, half year is as of today is 42%. Screening equipment has substantially increased. Earlier it was 25%, it has gone to 24%. Valves is nearly the same. Last year was 14%. As of now, it is 13%. And other equipments, which is comprising of process equipment, hydropower, and pumping items, these is around 10% now. It was last year was around 11%. So this shows that we are still maintaining our product spread. However, at the same time, water control gates going a little bit down is a good sign because it is allowing other products to grow in our product kitty. We This shows our spread of the market. As you can say, Europe, Africa, USA, Middle East, and far and Southeast Asia, the export market is growing for us gradually, and we have achieved around 48.5 crore revenue from exports in the first half year. Coming to the financial performance, we go on to the standalone performance of Jash. First, we have had a growth from 80.6 crore to 105 crores, which is a significant growth. In percentage terms, it is close to 30%. We have significant improvement in PAT. In the standalone, the reason for that is the raw material prices have stabilized. There has been high growth. And the third is we have had few orders with significant improvement in profitability. So as a result of all these three parameters, we see a good improvement in PAT, more than 300% over last year. First half. In case of CPAL also, we have had good increase in revenue and also in PAT. The reasons are the same for improvement in PAT. The raw material prices have now stabilized and we are executing orders which are taken more at higher raw material pricing. However, in case of Rodney Hunt, our revenues have gone down. However, it is not a very significant issue for us, because the Jash Engineering in the end of September sent a lot of material to Rodney Hunt, which they could not bid. So it has come in the standalone, but it has not gone into Rodney Hunt, and that is why it is not into the consolidated revenue. If those revenues could have been added, then Rodney Hunt performance would have been much better than what it appears now. So on the consolidated, we have compared to last year, there has been a 12% improvement in revenue, consolidated revenue. Our gross profit margin also has improved, though not very significantly. It has improved by 3.2%. And there has been an improvement in EBITDA also, which is quite significant. As I said, with the raw material prices going down, EBITDA improvement is there. Profit before tax, last year at this point of time, we were in loss. However, I'm pleased to inform that we are now in profit from the second quarter on the consolidated level, and as well as profit after tax has been positive in comparison to what we had last year. I would like to say that generally we have revenue of 123 crore and our projection for the year is at 430 crores. So we expect further improvement in our EBITDA and margins as well as in profitability, because more than 2.5 times of our revenue will come of the first half revenue, more than 2.5 times revenue will come in the second half. And that should improve our financial situation significantly, because of overheads remaining constant, raw material now being low, and orders with profitability increasing. As you can see, our EBITDA margin for Q2 has seen a remarkable improvement over even Q1. And when you compare it to Q2 financial year, Q2 also, it is quite improved. We are quite confident that in the next second half of this financial year, this will further improve significantly because of income expectation being 430 crore, which is 2.5 times of what we have achieved in the first half. PAT margins also are improving, and we are expecting PAT margins this year to be more than 10% on the total revenue basis.
This is financial balance sheets.
This is balance sheet, consolidated balance sheet. Here, I would like to point out that the inventory is seen to be high, and the reason for that is that whatever Just Engineering has built to Rodney Hunt, it has come in our revenue, but in case of Rodney Hunt, it has come in stock in transit, and that is why it's going into inventories. Our consolidated order position is still quite strong, and our business outside India is significant now. It is close to two-third of our total order book. Order book at all our subsidiaries is significantly high. Just USA has 283 crore order book, and Shipa has 16 crore order book, which compared to what it was before is quite better. Our order pipeline also is quite strong. In fact, in the coming few months, most of the big projects which were awarded in India are going in finalization. And we expect that in next 4 to 5 months, we would have significantly higher order booking than what we had over the last few months. We still maintain the sales outlook which we had projected in the beginning of the year. We are quite hopeful of total revenue being close to 430 crore. If everything goes right, we can exceed it a little bit. So I would say between 420 and 440 is the range in which we are expecting to close the year this year. However, by the end of December, we would be in a position to give a better projection on the combined revenue for the year. But we still maintain between 420 to 440 crores should be our revenue for the year. Coming to other developments, I am pleased to announce that Rodney Hunt order booking is significantly improving. We have now crossed $37 million in revenue in order booking as on 30th September. In the last month, we have already got close to $3 million worth of order and negotiated few orders which are expected to be received soon. So Rodney Hunt is, I would say, becoming stronger and stronger, and we hope to become number two by next year in American market. We have already shortlisted land in Houston, and with this land in Houston, we would like to set up a new plant in America. And hopefully this plant will be completed by 24-25, further enhancing our capability in America. In America, a new act is coming, BABA, which is Build America, Build for America. And with this act, more and more production percentage has to be added in America, and this plant will help us in achieving that. As the company is growing, we are strengthening our manpower team in Houston as well as in Orange. Houston has significantly improved, and now we have got a good team in place to meet next year revenue target of 26 million. Orange is still a matter of concern because we are not able to easily find people for work in Orange. And that is one of the reasons why we are investing in a new plant in Houston. With Invent, we are entering into a 50% JV to make their balanced range of equipment. We already produced this filter in technical collaboration with them, but the other products in which Invent has a very big market share worldwide, they were not very okay to go with the technical collaboration because that would have meant they would have lost their technology. So now they have proposed to us to go in for a 50% joint venture, and we have agreed because if this product is successful, it could lead to a lot of improvement for revenue of Just. The product would be manufactured by Just Engineering Limited and marketed by the joint venture company. We have already commenced new expansion for a new SS product plant at Unit 2 and for a new facility at Shivpad in Chennai. If all these three facilities, the one at Houston, the one at Unit 2, and the one at Chennai Shivpad, are coming through in next 2 years, by 2025-26, then the company is quite hopeful of meeting revenue targets in excess of 650 crores with the enhanced production capability. Thanks. Finally, I would like to say that we are doing good. The first half results are quite encouraging. As can be seen, the revenue growth on the consolidated basis is around 13%, and the EBITDA growth is quite significant. As I already mentioned before, it is the raw material prices which have stabilized and has gone down, and execution of orders at good margins as well as execution of order at new prices. This has resulted into improvement. The growth in standalone revenue is also significant, but it could have been much better if the dispatches from the subsidiary company could have been accounted for. However, this will be accounted for in Q3, and we expect that should significantly improve the performance of the subsidiary company as well as the consolidated results of the main company. Overall, I would like to say that we expect very strong demand for our products worldwide. We are in top in America, in Europe, in Southeast Asia, as well as in Middle East for many projects. And once we get some of these jobs, then we would be ending this year on a very, very high order book position situation. So I am quite optimistic about our next year also being so strong, because we have a very good order pipeline. Thank you.
We start the call with thank you, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Gentle reminder to all the participants to ask questions, please select the raise hand option. The first question is from Nitin Dharmawat. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, we announced this new investment in the USA. So what kind of capex we are planning for this?
For land close to 500,000 and for the plant $2 to $2.5 million in the first phase.
Okay, and this will be in which financial year? Next financial year entire amount, or will it be spread over multiple?
It's spread over 2 years. In US, it's not possible to build up things so fast as we do it in India. So this investment would be spread over 2 years.
Got it. And will it be all internal accruals, or will we be raising some debts also for this?
We are working on two options. One option is that someone makes the plant for us and gives to us on a long-term lease of 10 years. That option also is being investigated, and the other option is we go for long-term financing.
Lease only.
Got it. Sir, our earlier, investment in Rodney Hunt, wherein we had the plant also, but we discontinued and brought this, all the operations to India in terms of manufacturing. So now we are going back again to USA for manufacturing. So is there any change in thought process? Wanted to understand it from that perspective.
No, there has been no change. There is already manufacturing facility in America where close to 30% of our revenue is coming from. However, this plant is in Orange, where it is not easy to get welders, engineers, any type of facility, people. Okay, because it is around 1.5 hours away from Boston, in the rural area. That puts restriction on how much we can grow in Orange. So the reason for putting up the plant in Houston is that in Houston, you can easily get technical type of labors. And because our office is in Houston, and Houston land is quite economical. So by putting up a facility in Houston, we ensure that we do not get stuck if we don't get people in Orange. If we find that the problem in Orange of people is continuing, then eventually we may close down the Orange facility, and instead of having two plants, may have only one plant in Houston. The office will be shifted to the plant. Presently, we are in a building, office building, where we pay a significant rent, which will also get offsetted if we shift the office to the plant in Houston.
I got it now. Okay. Thank you, and all the best, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from Jiten Parmar. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good evening, Pratik Bhai, and the entire Josh team. Congratulations on a decent set of numbers. And we know that majority of our revenues come from the second half. Now, my question is on Rodney Hunt. Will we be profitable this year? In those operations in Rodney Hunt?
We were already profitable last year, and this year we'll improve on that.
Perfect. And this capex, which you mentioned, the mode of which is still not decided. If it is being done by us, then how much of it will be through internal accruals, and how much will we be looking at financing, or will we do a complete long-term loan, or how will, if you can throw some more color on that.
So as of today, we are not in a position to be very specific about it. The reason for that is, I had informed you last time that in Orange, we have 45 acres, of which close to 20 acres, we are going for land development as a riverfront township. So if that deal comes through, it will eventually get us $9 million in 4 years' time, starting with $1.5 million from next year. So if that deal is coming through, we may not have to go to anyone to raise funds.
Perfect.
So we have three options: Orange land sale, we have a lease, someone producing the plant for us and giving it to us on a lease, for which also we have people who are ready. And the third option is we do it ourselves, raising a loan from the bank. Now, what option we go for is dependent upon how soon we will like to make the plant ready.
Okay.
And then we will gauge over the next 6 to 8 months, depending upon how we see the US market as evolving.
Perfect.
For land, we are going with internal accruals so that we can block the land.
Okay, perfect. So, thank you for that. So, my question is on other capex. Let's say for the remaining 6 months and the next year, capex at other plants, how much would that be? If you have any idea on that,
Chennai as well as Indore put together will be within 20 crores.
Okay,
but that Perfect. Is over this year as well as next year.
Okay,
and
okay.
Oh. Would be next year and year after that.
Okay, so 20 crore over the next 18 months is what I can.
Yeah, that is for Indian operations. And right. For export operation, it would be something similar, 15 to 20 crore, but over the next 2 years.
Perfect. You mentioned some new SS products. They will be done out of Indore, right?
They will be done out of Indore and also out of Chennai for southern markets.
Perfect. Okay, great.
Which includes in the amount of investment.
Okay. So that is included in that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Thank you so much. And it's really a pleasure to see the company growing steadily and, becoming stronger by the day. Best of luck.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jitin. The next question is from Sanjay Shah. Please unmute yourself and go ahead.
Yeah. Good evening, gentlemen. Hope I'm audible.
Yeah.
Sute sir, we'd like to welcome you at Indore. Thank you for coming and joining us to the call.
Thank you.
Pratik sir, we are excited to listen from you and have you portrayed a robust performance targets and optimism on the demand side. Can you highlight upon the challenges what you foresee? Because what we have seen in past few years about logistics, raw material, labor. So how do you see that coming ahead, and how do you foresee and how do you are ready to face the challenges and go ahead, including the management bandwidth?
So the challenges of past, I would say most of them has gone. The biggest challenge was the volatility in raw material prices. Well, that is gone. Stability in economy is there, so the contractors are stronger now. So on that aspect, we have no worries. But on the logistic, there is still a problem when we are talking about exports. It has still not come back as we expected. However, now the biggest challenge I face is manpower in India. With the economic situation improving, you have more resignations coming in and trained people are being snapped up by bigger companies and so on. But that I believe will happen every time when the economy is on fire. So we have to be ready for it, but it is a challenge. We are again coming out with ESOP for those people who could not have taken it last time. So we hope that will result into improved stability, but you cannot be sure of that.
Right, sir. Sir, we are targeting 10% plus PAT margin current year and year ahead. So how that result or that profit take into account the currency advantage what we have right now? We are already in year 280 and we used to talk when it was around 75, 76. Can you highlight how we are getting
that? In our costing, we are still at 74 and 76. So when I say we expect higher profit margins or higher PAT, currency also is one of the factors in that. Though for some people, it would come in other income. The exchange variation will come in other income, but it is basically our revenue because we have considered at lower rupee value versus dollar when we had bid for the projects.
Sir, our Singapore order, which was languishing since due to COVID, and they are backdated orders. So have we started on that and how
yes,
that
will be? This year we will be delivering around 25 to 30 crores of the Singapore orders. And these orders, which were not only languishing, but had become a little dicey cost-wise for us because of increased cost and delays, are now becoming profitable because of raw material prices coming down and because dollar has become stronger.
That's good. So my last question was regarding our inorganic growth of that IVC bidding. Have we continued that? What's the status of it?
We have already bid for it, but I request we do not use names.
Got it. Thank you, sir. Thank you, everyone, sir.
Thank you. A gentle reminder to all the participants to ask questions, please select the raise hand option. The next question is from Zaki Nasir. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir, and congratulations on a very healthy set of numbers. Welcome to Mr. Shute to India. Region-wise, Pratik bhai, where do you see buoyancy in terms of orders coming in? If you see the Americas or if you see Middle Eastern market, Europe versus Southeast Asia and India? I just want you to give a little little brief on this, sir, with these four or five regions what we have broadly.
So America is very strong. As I said, we have already closed end of September $37 million order booking. And as of now, it is close to $40 million. Okay. So America is very strong. Southeast Asia would be number two. Southeast Asia, we have more than 100 crore order booking. Then will come Middle East and then will come Europe.
What about India, sir, in terms of...
You did not mention India, so I did not mention India. So India, I would say India order booking would be stronger than everyone else.
So you see that governments loosening their purse strings in terms of the municipal bodies?
It has already happened. So the projects in Pune, 13 projects have been awarded. In Bombay, 7 big projects have been awarded. In Bangalore, projects have been awarded. In Hyderabad, has been awarded. So now they have all gone into execution. So until they have not gone into execution, it's not very optimistic. But today we know they have gone in execution and all the contractors like to freeze the orders so that they are isolated from future price rises. So we expect in next 6-7 months, huge intake of orders from India.
And Indian margins would also improve in terms of a comparative kind of a...
Because these projects are huge, I would say that the margins would be better because the small competitors would not be there.
Thank you, sir. And best wishes for the year. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. The next question is from Mr. Naveen. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. Congratulations on very good set of numbers. This is with respect to the standalone, we have posted a very healthy growth, and you had commented on the consolidated basis that there is, because of some issues. Is there anything in particular you would like to highlight with respect to the...
So we billed in end of September close to 12 crores for Lutnihan, which was a technique project for Qatar. And the material was ready in September, inspected in middle of September was ready, but the client could not lift it. So from our side, the revenue has materialized, but from Lutnihan side, it has not materialized because it was FOB Bombay. So the shipping was to be handled by the end client technique, and that is why it has come in our standalone revenues, but it has not come in Lutnihan revenue. And that is why this difference, you see, the standalone has improved, but Lutnihan has not improved because they could not take it in their revenue. In addition to that, 10 crores of orders which we had taken, which we had built already in September, were not taken in, considered in revenue by Deloitte because they insisted that we should have certain documentation showing it has been delivered at site. And since it was not delivered at site on 30th of September, we could not take it in revenue.
It's reversal of revenue because of recognition.
So it was, yeah. So that will be now taken in the October revenue. So if that would have been there, then these figures would have been much better. However, we have to follow as per our auditors, and it's okay for us.
With respect to the margins, last year we got impacted due to higher raw material prices, and this year we are seeing the benefit of that lower raw material prices hitting us. So are these margins sustainable?
Yes. Until there is another shockingly big price rise because of some reason. I think the reason given was the Russia-Ukraine war, which I never understood why was the reason for the price rise. But I don't see anything as of now going wrong that can affect us.
Okay. And with respect to the competitive landscape in India, you said the Indian market is looking up. Do you see any new players who start participating in the Indian market?
I strangely see a problem. I see that the European companies or the American companies which had come in very strong in the Indian market, thinking that they can rule the Indian market, they are now being sold one by one. So many of my competitors, international competitors who had come in India, are up for sale. And so I am not too much worried about competition within the Indian landscape, because with this, this competition could have come from large companies, international companies, and they are in bad shape in last 2-3 years. And so I'm not too much worried about Indian competition now.
So probability of winning orders, we had a large market share. Now with lesser competition, our probability of winning these orders will go up.
This I would not say, because there are always foolish people willing to go down in price and grab the orders. And that is why they are today in this position. So I never know who will like to try the same thing again. But yes, overall I would say that if wise people are there in the market, then our probability of getting better margins improves.
With respect to the Invent JV, could you elaborate that? Would you be only manufacturing, or we have an opportunity to market the product in any geography?
So the JV company would be doing the marketing. Okay. Jackson would be doing the production. So JV company is not going to produce. They are only going to do marketing and after sales service.
Do Invent have a manufacturing base anywhere outside India, or entire manufacturing moved to India?
No, they have manufacturing base in Germany, but they are becoming slowly more and more dependent on us. Mr. Marcus Hopin will also join our board in the coming time.
Okay, sir. That's all from my end. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
The next question is from Adisha. Please unmute yourself and go ahead.
So, so firstly, a clarification. In Rodney Hunt, you said that while we have built it, they could the customer didn't take it in time. Is this because of delay in shipment? Was it that the customer only has not taken the material?
The customer was to arrange from Bombay to Qatar, and he could not arrange it. So Rodney Hunt bought from us, took it to Bombay, but from Bombay it could not leave.
Anisha, your voice is breaking. Can you come to a good network? Yes.
Am I audible? Sure. Am I audible now?
Yeah.
In the last quarter, we were saying that about 100 crores in our order book, orders worth about 100 crores were at lower margins because of raw material escalation. Is most of that executed, or are we sitting with some orders in our order book that are at lower margins because of the raw material fluctuation?
So those were, most of those orders were Singapore and export. Also domestic, I would say 80% was export, 20% was domestic. Now with the increasing dollar value and stabilization of the raw material prices, I would say those orders are also now reasonably profitable.
Okay, so we can go back to the kind of margins that we were making.
Exactly.
Sure. And also the capex that we're doing in Houston plus Shivpat plus Unit 2, you said this can give us a revenue of about 650 crores. That is the target. Are we expecting to hit this revenue in FY26?
That is the target.
Yeah, that's just what I wanted to reconfirm. Okay, sure. Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is from Mr. Faisal Hawa. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So, sir, what is the overall, what is driving you as a promoter on this company? You know, because you have been able to grow almost every year, and what is the the inner ambition that you have to make this company? Because finally, it's always the leader or the jockey who's able to make the horse or the company succeed.
I would think it's not only the leader, it's also the team.
Once your thought process is clear about where you want to be, then you actually, create the cavalry, the infantry and the army, So, I mean, it's very important to know that what exactly drives you for towards this company and, towards the success.
I think our target is very clear. We want to be number one in our line in the world, in the water control gate business. I want to be number one. And that is driving us to grow the business and acquire other companies in the similar sector. Okay. And we have two acquisition targets, which comes to makes us number one company in the world in this business. But other than that, as I said, we have now a very good team. We have a very good product range. And until we don't do something quite foolish, we should be in a good way in years to come.
And sir, what are the three biggest pain points you see towards reaching the target that you have?
Manpower.
So what are you changing about it? How are you actually doing some changes to really, get, probably, I'm only throwing ideas, people say from IIT or IIM or, you know, something.
So there are two problems which a company, mid-sized company of our scale faces. One is identity. Look, even if I pay very well, I would never be a Tata or a Mahindra or Larsen & Toubro and so on. So people who are looking for that type of association with a company, they will always discount us. So they may work for a few years and then they will like to join such a big company. So that is identity which we cannot create, which they have created over a period of time using so many group companies. One. Two, capability to pay. Now, capability to pay for a bigger company would always be high. And the perks which they may get are maybe better than mine. So these are the two limitations which are not very easy for me to overcome. What we are doing is we are improving our compensation package. We are improving our benefits with the company gives, and we are also giving ESOPs. Is it enough? I do not know that. Because what drives an individual when he takes a decision sometime, because they say we have 6 years, 7 years, we are looking for a change. Now that's something which I cannot overcome. But yes, we, and in our way, we also try to ensure that people stay with us.
As long as possible.
As long as possible.
Because of COVID, we are not getting new people.
Yeah, and because of COVID, if you go and take interviews in engineering colleges, you will be shocked. They have not gone to college for 2 years. So there is all of a sudden a very big vacuum in the market with new engineers have not come. And old people are going for bigger companies. So it is a challenge. But okay, it's a challenge faced not only by me, by many people. And we'll all have to find out a way on that.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. The next question is from Jiten Parmar. Please unmute yourself and go ahead.
Yeah, so I wanted to ask a bit more on this Invent thing. I mean, how big is the market size and how big is this opportunity, the Invent JV we have done?
I will put that it could be more than 100 crore plus business for us.
Okay. Over what period?
Once you get established. So I would say that we should be able to establish ourselves as leader in the market in 3 to 4 years time. You should not forget that there are big companies like Xylem, Sulzer, etc. who are in this field. But since we'll be producing it in India, we would have a better edge over others.
Okay. And is there a possibility for, you know, for them to, you know, basically move some of their manufacturing to India or with us, or, you know, is there also a possibility?
I would say they are already buying significant, they have started buying significant amount from us. This year we'll be supplying them equipment worth 10 crores. Okay. And this is bound to grow further. They have already offered us few machinery which they have, because they are finding it difficult to have people in Germany to operate these machines. So once the JV happens, they will be more open to use Jash as their manufacturing source for their products.
Okay. And we talked about, you know, orders coming in from Indian players and from the India market. I remember in the past also we've had issues of, you know, getting payments on time and all that. Is that changing, or you know, what is the recovery mechanism? Is that improved, or if you can throw some
overall,
more
color? Overall in India it has improved, but every year the company is mentally prepared to be in one problem or another problem, because you never know which contractor goes up and which contractor goes down.
And see, our inventory days are quite high, you know, 157 days for FY22. Is that, what is the optimum figure for that? I mean, how many days is the optimum, or we can bring it down to, or something like that?
I would say 120.
100 to 120 is the optimum, but because in September and December, it's always higher.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. That's all I would.
Thank you. The next follow-up question is from Sanjay Shah. Please unmute yourself and go ahead.
Sir, we would love to have some words from Mr. Sute regarding how it is panning world over the market, especially in Germany, and how he sees opportunity in just for.
The market in Germany is very tight. All the money available to do business over there is limited due to the fact that the Ukraine war is taking so much money away from us, so that all the projects are slowed down. So in Germany, I don't know also how it is in France and in England, I see there is a drop in the business. And we are fighting, first of all, to get this coming year to survive this, because nobody knows in the moment really how the situation in Germany will develop, especially on the industry facing the problem of high electricity prices, gas prices. Nobody knows if the gas volume which we have available is sufficient enough to feed the industry. So there are so many unanswered questions that it is really, that nobody could tell you really how the situation will develop. We expect a lot of insolvencies also coming up the next 6 months. We have a government which is guided by a green minister of commerce, which has, I think, not really an idea about commerce. So the situation is not very pleasant in the moment. And so Europe will be not a driving force for sure. So everybody which is outside the Russian influence, I think, does much better. And, you know, we see that in America, the situation is quite strong because they're far away off. India is far away off, but China is far away off. Okay, if China also has own restrictions, but Europe, Africa, these countries are very much under the influence of this Ukraine war. And so it is so unsafe in the moment to say how it's working.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for updating us. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you also.
Thank you. Anyone wishes to ask a question? Please select a raise hand option.
See, there's some chat in there, five chat.
Yeah. There are a few questions on the chat box. The first question is, with rising product range and increase in overall activity, what kind of gross margin and EBITDA margin profiles are we looking at by FY25 and FY26?
Okay. Can we read the question ourselves? Is it possible?
Yeah.
Sorry? This is from Deva Modi.
So the EBITDA and the gross margins would improve. As I said, we are looking at FY25-26, we are looking at PAT margins between 12% to 14%. Okay. And PAT margins is 12% to 14%, the EBITDA margin should be between 20-21%-24%.
Okay. Second question is, could you provide more flavor on the CAPEX program and order inflows at OEMs or EPC contractor levels in India and outside India, both on state and central programs?
This is very complex. First of all, please understand that we do most of our business with EPC contractors, and most of the EPC contractors work with cities, not state. the cities which places the order. The funding would be coming from state and center, but it is the city which places the order. And we do not do a lot of business with OEM. We are not a vendor to someone. We produce our equipment, sell under our brand name to EPC contractors. So that is on the order side. On the CapEx, as I said, we expect to invest close to 20 crore in this and next year in India, and around the same value in America in next year and year after.
Next question is, there seems to be a difference in the book and bill ratios between India and US. I'm saying this since we are expecting one multiple Indian order book to revenues this year, while it seems to be less than 0.5 multiple order book to revenues for outside India order book.
Yeah, book and bill means we have booked the revenue here in India because as per term is the export. So it's around 14 crore of amount, which is billed to the US, around 12 crore, which is billed by us but not billed by the US. I'm saying this thing, we are expecting 1x India order book to revenue this year. Why it seems to be 0.5 for the outside
India. I have really not understood it. So can Mr. Modi?
Devan Modi.
Yeah, Devan Modi. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sorry, sir. There was some background noise at my end because of which I put the questions on chat. So just on this second, the final question regarding book and bill, basically what I'm saying is that we have a pending order book of around, let's say, 30 to 68 India to US, but we are expecting revenues to be 50-50 this year. So it's like if you see the numbers, it is like around 210 odd crores of pending order book in India against which you're expecting annual order execution of FY23 to be around 410 odd, while a similar number is expected from, let's say, the export or outside India market, which is almost 480 odd crore order book. So what is the reason for that difference? I mean, why is the revenue to bill, revenue to order book difference so large in terms of percentages?
So when we say order book does not mean that those orders are available for manufacturing. In our system, we get the order, then we do all the submittal, which takes 6 weeks sometimes or maybe 8 weeks. And that submittal goes to the consultant and the client for approval. And this may take time. So there is a lag between the receipt of order and the manufacturing clearance. And so it essentially does not mean that if we have the order, we are in a position to produce. And this is the reason for the lag. So sometimes the orders in India may get, will get approval faster. So this lag will always be there. And on an average, we have at any given point of time a lag of 9 to 12 months in order book and sales.
So on the India side, the lag is much lesser generally is what we have seen. While on the...
Yes, you are right. India side, the lag is much smaller because we are able to follow up, I would say, better and faster in India.
I think 50%
of the... Most of the... Also, because one of the reasons is Singapore and Hong Kong had slowed down drastically. So we had huge orders from Singapore and Hong Kong, but nothing happening there because of COVID, which is now changing. But that was also one of the reasons why we have a huge order book in some countries, but no revenue coming from those countries.
And would the order inflows from the European and African region, especially the European region, have gone up in the last couple of quarters, mainly because of, let's say, some facilities over there are going slow or not able to match our competitiveness or something? Would that be playing out as we speak right now?
I would say individually that Europe is not a very big order contributor. The big order contribution from Europe is from Invent who is buying from us and then assembling and selling the products. And this over period will increase because the inventory is going to become more and more dependent on us as we cement our relationship with 50-50 JV.
So over a longer term, I understand you quoted the number of 100 crores for the screens probably market in Invent, related to Invent. But over a longer period of time, what kind of opportunity can unfold over there? I mean, what is Invent's current size and how much of it could be up for a 50-50 JV as per you?
So Invent is growing on an average 25-30% year on year presently. And their size this year would be around 40 million euro, which would be around 325 to 350 crore. And they are, as of current rate of growth, they are growing more than 20% year on year. So if these problems in Europe persist, they have manpower problem, they have electricity problem, they have cost problems, all this. If it persists, then it is possible that they can buy more and more from us.
And so the projects that you mentioned earlier in the call, Pune 13 projects, Mumbai 17 projects, and even Bangalore and Hyderabad, you said more projects have been awarded. What would be the size of these projects and what kind of order market does it sort of unleash for us?
Anywhere between 200 to 300 crore worth of orders for us.
This is for FY24. I mean,
we are saying order income doesn't mean it will result into revenue. So I'm saying in next 1 year, these projects which have already been announced, we have as a company potential to get between 200 to 300 crore worth of orders.
Okay, sure. Thanks. That's it from me.
Execution may take another 2 years, 1 or 2 years. But this is the income of order is possible is 200 to 300 crores.
Sure. Thanks.
Thank you. That was the last question. I would request Pratik sir for closing remarks.
Thank you everyone once again for joining us on this call. As I already said in the beginning, we are quite hopeful for a good year this time. And the various issues which were bothering us have become stable and within our control. So I assure all my investors that we will maintain whatever we had projected in the beginning, and there's a good chance we may improve upon it. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you everyone for joining us today. If you have any additional questions, you can reach out to us anytime. We wish you a good health and look forward to seeing you again next quarter. Have a good day. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.